Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Interior Alaska saw the largest regional increase in employment in March of this year compared to March 2018, according to a State Department of Labor and Workforce Development report released today. The Interior gained 700 jobs, according to the department's data. The combined Anchorage-Mat-Su region saw an increase of 400 jobs in the comparison of March 2018 to March 2019. The Gulf Coast and northern regions each had gains of 100 jobs. Southeast Alaska had no change, and the Southwest had a loss of 200 jobs, according to the department. Overall, employment in Alaska rose an estimated 0.3% in March of this year as compared to March 2018. The construction sector had the largest jobs increase, followed by healthcare and transportation, warehousing, and utilities. Alaska is poised to become the first state where people can consume cannabis at licensed retailers of the drug. KHNS reports that the State Marijuana Control Board is accepting applications for so-called on-site consumption licenses. The Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office has not received any applications yet, and there's still some uncertainty over whether on-site consumption will actually happen. That's because the Marijuana Control Board approved on-site consumption regulations by a narrow vote of 3-2, and board appointments made by Governor Dunleavy could swing a reconsideration of the vote. Legislators this week rejected Dunleavy's appointment of anti-cannabis activist Vivian Stiver of Fairbanks. Governor Dunleavy will visit the church at North Pole to discuss his proposed state budget from 2 to 3 p.m. today. The church is located at 2244 Peridot Street in North Pole. The event is open to the public and is hosted by the Office of the Governor, according to a news release from the governor's office. This will be Dunleavy's second visit to Fairbanks to discuss his budget. The governor held a free but ticketed event last month at the Westmark Hotel that saw about 200 audience members and about 500 protesters outside. The North Pole event is free and does not appear to be a ticketed event. Investigators say they seized more than 8.5 pounds of heroin and 2.5 pounds of fentanyl pills in a recent arrest of an Anchorage man. Citing federal charges against 36-year-old Derek Harbin, Alaska Public Media reports the investigators found more than 1,000 grams of heroin in a package addressed to him on March 28th. The next day, they replaced the heroin with fake drugs and delivered the package. Harbin received the package, and federal authorities swooped in and found another 2,900 grams of heroin and 1,200 grams of fentanyl pills. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.